You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place. Boundless joy is the title of the sermon today. Boundless joy. I want you to think about for a moment, what would it be like to have boundless joy in your life, that you're full of this deep sense of joy and happiness and delight in your life? What would it mean to just be boundless with that, to be overflowing? We're in this sermon series for Advent called Wonderland, the boundless awe of Advent. And friends, we won't experience that wonderland. We won't experience that deep sense of wonder and awe and wow without joy. Without joy, we're not caught up in the moment. Without joy, we're not overwhelmed by the whole thing. Without joy, then we don't have that immersive, experiential moment. Wow, we're in something and everything seems to just stop, and you're in it, and you just go, wow, this is amazing. And I'm convinced that as we are in Advent, as we're in this season of expectation and longing and hoping and needing Christ to come into our world and in our lives, what is needed in the midst of it is boundless joy, boundless awe, boundless wow. It's supposed to be a season of celebration. I mean, this in our culture, even Christmas time, is this time of just saying, how can we have a whole bunch of gatherings, a whole bunch of parties, a whole bunch of gift giving, a whole bunch of meals together and celebrate? And we do it with lights and more lights and all kinds of lights and decorations and all the different things that come along in this time in our culture and in our church and in our lives. It's meant to be full of joy and happiness. And yet, if you're anything like me, you know that it also comes with an immense amount of stress, an immense amount of agony and anxiety, an immense amount of, can we get through this season and to the other side? Because, wow, it's a lot. Rather than, wow, I wish this would last forever. How do we get to that place of boundless joy? I think the secret here is in Philippians chapter 1. Paul's way of seeing his life and the people around him. Paul has been imprisoned as he is writing this letter to the Christians here in Philippi. And you can see the beauty and the grace and the humility of how he is writing. He is taking delight in these folks that he is writing to. His life is filled with joy and happiness, even though he is in a Roman prison in the first century. He's overwhelmed with a sense of awe and wow. You hear it from the beginning of the text, grace to you, peace from God. That word peace is that word shalom in Hebrew. That shalom greeting to the people. Health and wealth and fullness and wholeness. Peace. May you have it all, Paul is saying. Grace to you and shalom to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And then that next phrase, I thank my God every time I remember you. Constantly, continually praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you. Where does joy come from? Ask anyone over the age of 90 and they will tell you every single time, joy comes from the people in your life. It comes from the people in your life. It comes from the relationships that you have had and have right now in your life. It comes from that community, those people that you hold dear, that sometimes you long to see, as Paul does here, but every time you remember them, it fills your soul with a deep sense of meaning, a deep sense of gratitude, a deep sense that my life meant something because I am connected to these people that I hold dear. Paul says, I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. Why is Paul confident? Paul is confident in the relationship and the connections, the community he has with this people because of his faith. And what is his faith? It starts with this: God began a good work in you. Do you believe that? Do you believe that it is God who has started a good work inside of you? That you indeed are that good work that God started, that God has put on this planet right now, at this time, for this moment, for these people who are around you, for the circumstances that you are facing and are about to face, that God said, Justin Spurlock, I want you here for this. I am going to start a good work in you and with you and for you. Joy starts with knowing whose I am, who I belong to, that in life and in death, we belong to Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ started me, started you, began this good work, and the next point, and will bring it to completion. God is working in you and among you and with you to bring you to a completion. And here's the thing, friends. What God starts, God finishes every single time. What God starts, God finishes. What God begins, God accomplishes. What God sets out as a goal, as an imagination, becomes reality. And when we know that, no matter what is going on in our lives, we can go, I can take joy, boundless, wow. Because I can look around my life and go, wow, this does not look like boundless joy. This doesn't look like boundless love. This doesn't look like boundless awe. This does not look like wonderland. And yet, I am confident that what God has started, God will complete, so I can be all the more in awe that what looks like a mess will become something absolutely beautiful. That the mess of me is becoming something amazing. So we take joy in our relationships. We take joy in what God is doing in me, in you. And next, and this is my prayer, verse 9, and this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight. Hear that again. This is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight. When we look into our own lives and the lives of the people we are connected to, what we long for, what we pray for, is that love will overflow more and more and more. Where does our joy come from? Watching love overflow more and more and more with knowledge and full insight. With knowledge and full insight. What does that phrase mean? It means exactly what you think it means. When love overflows with the knowledge that it doesn't have to, with the insight that it probably shouldn't, with that looking around and going, life is full of chaos, full of pain, full of suffering, and a typical human being might go, I don't have that love, I don't have that awe, I don't have that wonder, I don't have that grace, I don't have that joy. And yet the person of faith is living life in such a way, knowing that it's going to come to God's divine plan and completion, goes, love overflows more and more and more and more. Do you hear me there, friends? It's about looking around our world, knowing that God is at work. And because God is at work, I can love. I can love with full knowledge and insight. And as that happens, it overflows more and more and more. And you know what happens when love overflows like that, friends. We experience joy, delight, celebration, a party right here on earth in the midst of all of the stuff. And people look into our lives and go, why are you so happy? And you go, how could I not? My life is full of love. Because it's full of love, it's full of awe. And because it's full of awe, I realize that even in the midst of the fallenness and flawed pieces of my life and of this world, I am in wonderland. I'm experiencing the will, kingdom, and way of God. And that brings me delight every single time, because I begin to realize that heaven has come to earth, that God has become human, that you and I are communing with Almighty God. And what happens there is verse 11, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. Pay attention to your relationships and connections in life. The people who bring you absolute delight. To know that you come from God and that God will bring you to completion. And three, no matter what is happening in your life, may love overflow more and more and more with all the knowledge and all of the insight. Because when that happens, friends, righteousness, justice, salvation comes to and through your life through Jesus Christ. Amen.